You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is the Nai Nai Express, one of the artists you can catch at Outsider Sounds. And we will be talking about Outsider Sounds very shortly, so stay tuned to the B.
I'm
This is the Nine Express, which is a lovely track called Dream State that I haven't listened to for ages, but I'm very excited to listen to this morning because we're talking about outsider sounds with Matthew Crawley and Bob Frisbee. Morena, how are you both?
Hello.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Surprisingly not puffed.
Just
you don't seem puffed either, Bob.
No, but I mean, you drove.
I know, but there's two sets of stairs.
Was it like a Flintstones car where you were like running along the road kind of
Something
thing?
Something about running late just makes you puffed.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm always puffed when I come onto breakfast show here.
Hey, it's always nice to have you up here puffed or not. And we are talking about outsider sounds. Can you explain a little bit about what this is?
Sure. Bob and I have worked together on shows for a long time. And I've worked with Auckland Live for about 5 or 6 years on RT Square's the outside music program, like the Summer in the Square.
Yeah.
And with the same person, a guy called Anas Foster-Jensen, who hires me to do that every year, he had this idea to bring Pussy Riot to New Zealand last year, and he'd been working on it for ages. And I just love that there's somebody planted at the Auckland Council who's actively trying to bring Pussy Riot to New Zealand.
That's a great premise for anything, really.
He planted that in the town hall, and it was during Fringe Festival, so it was kind of this nice fit. And then he said to me, you know, while we're doing our programming for the outside, you know, summer music, he's like, well, have you got anything else you'd like to put in here? And he found this tiny little alcove at the top of the stairs at the town hall. And so we figured out that we quite all called to program some a bit weirder music than we do outside, and so we roped Bob into the idea. Is that how it sort of worked, Bob? Did you?
Yeah, Matthew and I had been talking about doing something similar anyway, because Matthew, of course, used to program the music at Golden Dawn, and one of the beauties of the programming there was that it's very eclectic nature.
Yeah,
and so we liked the idea, once Golden Dawn finished, of perhaps having a festival and somehow having the weirder side of the music that was programmed there that would freak out the yuppies and yopros of Ponsonby.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of being like, it's a bit too weird to have outside because you don't want to freak people out who are just walking past.
I did actually, just as a side note, I did program some stuff that was a bit weird this year, and I think I've realised why I keep them separate.
Yeah. We like it. We like it, though, very much up here.
And so, yeah, when Anas came along with this idea for the for this fringe festival of the fringe of the fringe of
fringe
the fringe,
of the fringe,
we thought, oh, maybe we could connect those two things together. And so, it's a really great space that we've got. We can.
I was going to say, it sounds cool having a little alcove in the sort of stairs is nice because it does remind me a wee bit of the small Golden Dawn stage where so many fantastic performances happened.
Yeah, and where they shouldn't physically fit.
Exactly. Yeah. You sort of think, how are you going to get a 10-piece band to sit on this tiny thing? And somehow it works, you know.
So it's not as small as the Golden Dawn stage. So it's actually a lot more comfortable space. But,
cool.
But it is a little bit. It's a bit of a strange space, but it's And actually, when we first set it up last year, or when it was first, we sort of like, oh, will this work? And it took, for instance, it took a day for the town hall staff, who are lovely, to figure out how to turn the house lights off.
Oh, no.
So the first night last year was under full house lights.
So house lights, and some of the staff at the town hall didn't realise what was quite happening.
Oh, okay.
So but after the first night, hey, I reckon we quickly ironed out some stuff, including the fact that our music was so loud that it was infiltrating venues that were like three stories down and behind closed doors. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's quite a good legacy to have.
There was a lot to figure out, but we did it.
And by the end, actually, all the staff, the staff really loved the Zestniks last year, for instance.
Awesome.
And you know, it's just one of those things. They kind of got used to us, and we got used to them. And now
you're all ready to do it again this year.
Yeah, indeed.
And let's have a look at the program because you've got some pretty awesome people in there. We obviously just heard the Nine Eye Express.
Who haven't played for ages.
Yeah. Ages and ages. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that. Also, Nah Noise. Another BFM fave are on there. But tell us about some of the ones maybe people might not know so familiarly.
So, that's probably I'd call that maybe the indie night.
The indie night.
If you had to.
Yeah, they're both playing on Tuesday the 25th.
That's
February.
Right, yeah. And I guess it's kind of loosely themed into evenings. But it sort of fell that way, but just we're programming it. So then the Wednesday night is we've got Crystal Choi's new project called, which I had to basically, I was annoying her so much. I'm sorry, Crystal. But I was actually prodding her to figure out a band name for these amazing songs that she's recorded. Bob and I were kind of thinking, who does really interesting stuff that might have something new? And so, Crystal Choi became kind of someone that we kind of built it around somewhat.
For those who don't know Crystal, her outfit was called Skog Cat. It was like a 9-piece band. Mm-hmm. And I suppose you would loosely describe her as a contemporary classical composer, I suppose.
Cool. Yeah.
But she's also, her all-time favourite band, she's told me, is Stereolab.
Name.
And so that was very important that her show did not clash with the Stereo Bab.
Fair enough. Got to be able to go to the Stereo Bab.
Just not that Monday.
So she's put something amazing together, and we've paired that with, I always love finding out what JY is doing.
Yep.
JY from multiple jazz bands, but also
JY from almost every saxophone.
Yeah, from the 90 Express.
Yeah. Yokozuna. And so he's part of a new kind of Sun Ra inspired jazz group called The Pyramids Were Built From the Top Down.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always something I loved doing at Golden Dawn, was providing a place for these kind of wild jazz outfits to play to six people.
Yeah. That's the best crowd.
As a production note, both those, both Nene and JY have messaged me, are we allowed to use smoke machines at the town hall? And the answer is yes.
Awesome. It's going to be atmospheric.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, Bob and I both went to this incredible dance, multimedia dance performance at Fringe Festival last year.
Mm-hmm.
And
Movement
of the human.
I heard a lot of people talking about that.
It was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And we kind of left kind of both shell shocked from what we'd seen, and also realizing we needed to raise the bar next year.
Totally.
Otherwise, we were going to feel lame.
No one wants to feel lame.
But that said, our stage did win.
We won best. Like hero,
best state, hero of the Fringe state. Award.
There we go.
Yeah, and best musical act award.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a very cool award to have.
Oh, true, yeah.
Let's do a quick highlights reel through some of the other people you've got. I see you've got some Phil Dadson on here.
Yep.
You've got Duckling Monster as well, Jeff Henderson and Bill Doreen. There's a few sort of awesome sound art family people hanging out there.
The Phil Dadson one's going to be interesting because the two people he is playing with will be in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to be live streamed.
No obstacle to us.
Live streamed. And then we have two projectors and some other screens around the place that the San Francisco participants will be
beamed in on.
Mm-hmm. And so they have a collaborative work that is semi-improvisational.
Mm.
That will be very special. Anyone who's ever caught a Phil Dadson performance live is always you never know what you're going to get, really. Who is Jenny and Jade?
Jenny and Jade is Jenny Longy, who is a really wonderful songwriter and piano player. And Jade is Jade Farley. She's playing currently in Pumice.
Cool.
And was formerly of the band The Glad Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always such a fan of anything Jade does, and Jenny's an awesome songwriter, and the two of them have got together, and they put stuff out through Pumice's label, and it's just great kind of duo.
Awesome.
I wanted them to open for Sarah Mary Chadwick, so they are. Sarah Mary Chadwick is the only ticketed show. I should mention that all of these shows are free.
Yeah, this is pretty special. You can go and see all of this amazing stuff for free.
Yeah,
which is just so cool.
It's every day and night next week apart from Friday.
Nothing happening on Friday.
Excellent.
We're both going to go to different gigs on that night.
Yeah.
But
got places to be.
The university had booked it ages ago for a toga party, so you can
get
in if you want.
Yeah, if you want to.
You might feel like a proper outsider then. So I also want to make special mention of Bill Doreen because Bill is someone I think has... He's been so prolific and for such a long time. I think he's late 70s, would he?
Is he that old? Oh, really?
No.
You're right. He started making music
in the late 70s.
And I like the idea that Bill is maybe listening and going, oi, not that old.
But he was a kind of, maybe in like a contemporary of someone like Wire, just in terms of being New Zealand's kind of a punk, but kind of literate punk and kind of, you know, he had a classic song called The Utopians Are Just Out Boozing. But he's honestly put out more albums than I think anyone could possibly count.
Yeah.
Because he has lots of pseudonyms and stuff. So in this instance, he's calling himself Ferocious. And it's a trio, including Johannes Kontag, I think, and some people he's played with for a while. And they're calling themselves Ferocious. So it's a spoken word trio, but it's music. It's music.
That's going to be so special. Yeah.
I'm very excited about it.
And this whole thing is going to be special, though. Like, you cannot get many free, awesome gigs packed into a shorter space of time, I reckon.
No.
I think it's going to be a pretty jam-packed week. So where can people find it again if they want to head along to the Auckland Town Hall?
So you walk into the Town Hall. Front door in Queen Street, or if you need wheelchair access, you can come through the back door and go through the elevator. Go in the elevator, and the elevator comes right out right where the venue is.
Cool.
So yeah, but if you are walking up, you come up through the stairs, and there's the balcony. You should know, kind of, you know, you just walk up the stairs, and there's the giant balcony, which has the doors that lead into the venues. But on the right hand side is this alcove, and you should see us and hear us making some noise.
Excellent.
There's a bar up there.
It'll be a good time all round.
Mm. They've really kind of gone all out.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sarah Mary Chadwick is part of our program, but we've snuck her into the main room of the Town Hall so she can play the
big
pipe
and
organ.
Flash.
And that's not free, that's ticketed.
That one's ticketed. We are going to play a Sarah Mary Chadwick track now, because that's also going to be a very special show. But if people want to find out more information, can they jump online?
Yeah, there's a Facebook event, Outsider Sounds. Otherwise, the Auckland Live website, if you can navigate that.
Excellent.
It's in there somewhere.
And it's all next week. Thank you very much, Bob Frisby and Matthew Crawley, for coming and speaking to us about this morning.
Got that piano that was his, and please don't make a big deal of this like they do. Wanna make it all go away. Anniversary after anniversary, and I don't buy it, so I stay silent, and I don't buy it, and I'll cry in private, 'cause when everyone's gone, who keeps the light? Song, alone with a song, but never the right one. The people are blur and a flurry of fur, and I'm dragging myself off the road again. Sick of being old by the den. It's time I lease my heart out again, spruced it up. And it's so sad that they're gone, but I won't waste another second. I've got my own problems, and stalling won't solve them. Morning's not a boathouse that I can hide out in, 'cause when everyone's gone, who keeps the light? I want.
Sarah Mary Chadwick with Anniversary from her wonderful album The Queen Who Stole the Sky, which she will be playing on the Auckland Town Hall's organ. And that is happening next week as part of Outsider Sounds. That's the only gig you have to buy a ticket for. It is $15 to $35 and it's from 8pm till 9pm. But there's also all these amazing free gigs that are happening across the week in the alcove outside the main room. So on Tuesday the 25th of February you can see the Nine Eye Express and Nana Noise. Wednesday the 26th of February, The Pyramids Were Built From the Top Down and Phoebe Rings. On Thursday the 27th of February, right before you go and see Sarah Mary Chadwick, you can see Jenny and Jade for free and Laura Lush for free, and then with your paid ticket you can go and see the amazing Sarah Mary Chadwick. And then on Saturday the 29th of February, Duckling Monster, Jeff Henderson, Bill Doreen / Ferocious and Electric Alchemy will be playing. And on Sunday the 1st of March, Sonia Waters, Gianmarco Liguori and Tom Ludvigsson, I hope I said that all right, will be playing, and Phil Dadson will also be performing as well. And that's on the Sunday. You can find out more about all of this on the Outsider Sounds Facebook page and through the website as well. It's going to be a really special week, so stick it all in your calendar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.